When it comes to buying an electric car in Australia, it still can be pretty pricey. But experts say that'll soon change when lower cost models and a second-hand EV market begin to emerge. Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge explains.
Melbourne resident Lena has had her electric car for just 3 weeks.
It's a big decision.
To go electric, yes, very big, very, very big.
Living in the outer suburbs, she admits she had some reservations about her new car.
Especially with having to come here to charge until I get my home charger, and also you have to plan your trips and make sure you've got enough battery, because at the moment there's not much chargers around and you do have to map out your route to go past one or to make sure there's one in a close proximity where you're going.
It's known as range anxiety. Consumers worried about where they'll charge their cars. It's just one factor holding back growth, according to Marty Andrews, the CEO of EV charging company ChargeFox.
There are three reasons why EV uptake has been slow in Australia. The first one is choice of models for consumer. Another is just price of the vehicles. They've been very expensive but slowly coming down. And third is just a lack of infrastructure for EV owners to be able to use to charge their vehicles on the road.
The federal government's Future Fuels Strategy, released last week, includes investment for charging infrastructure. But when it comes to driving down the cost of EVs, Marty Andrews thinks more should be done.
Help to bring the price down for consumers in various ways, whether it's tax relief or rebates, etc., those sorts of things, or even emission standards to encourage the manufacturers to balance out their sales of combustion engine vehicles and electric vehicles.
Professor Renata Egan from the University of New South Wales is confident prices will come down as more second-hand EVs hit the market.
We will start to see change, and it will be driven by the big car buying customers, like the people who are buying fleet cars, because they will create a big market pool and increase diversity in the market. It'll happen with the turnover of fleet cars. As soon as there is a $20,000 electric vehicle on the market, I think that there'll be a much bigger uptake.
In Melbourne, Lena has no regrets about her purchase.
You can't hear them. And just also, like, the environmental side of things. And the cars of the future are going to be like this. So I thought, why not try it?
The industry hopes plenty of others will join her on the road soon.
And that's our Consumer Affairs reporter, Amy Bainbridge.